This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Election Commission today released draft electoral rolls for three states and one UT as part of ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise. These states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Andaman and Nicobar. The second phase of SIR of electoral rolls commenced on 4th of November in nine states and three union territories. The states and UTs are Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Puducherry, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 14th of February next year. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. This is the nation's highest recognition for exceptional contributions in the fields of science, technology and innovation. In the second edition of Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar, the awards were given under four categories, including Vigyan Ratna, Vigyan Shri, Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swaroop Bhatnagar and Vigyan Team. A report.
In the second edition of the award, Padma Vibhushan Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar has been honored with Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. Professor Narlikar was a renowned Indian astrophysicist and cosmologist who developed the Hoyle-Narlikar theory, who unified gravitation and matter creation, providing a framework for a steady state universe in the 1960s. Eight scientists, including Dr. Yusuf Muhammad Sheikh, Jayan N., Professor Mahan Maharaj, were conferred with the Vigyan Shri Award. 14 young scientists, including Ankur Garg of ISRO, Professor Amit Kumar Agrawal of IIT Kanpur, Professor Arkaprava Basu of IISc Bengaluru, were awarded under the Vigyan Yuva Shanti Swaroop Bhatnagar category. While the Vigyan Team Award was given to Team Aroma Mission CSIR. With Anand Kumar, Saklayan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Odisha, 22 Maoists, including 10 women cadres, surrendered before the police in Malkangiri district today. The surrender took place in the presence of Odisha Director General of Police, YB Khurania. It comes after the Odisha government revised its Maoist surrender and rehabilitation policy, offering significantly higher incentives. Addressing the surrendered cadres, DGP YB Khurania said the government will provide structured rehabilitation support to surrendered Maoists. The winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin on January 5th. The four-day session will continue till 8th of January. The decision to convene was taken at the Delhi Cabinet meeting today. In a bid to curb pollution, the Commission for Air Quality Management, or CAQM, in National Capital Region, or NCR, and adjoining areas has issued show-cause notices to six thermal power plants within 300 km of Delhi. These have been issued for non-compliance of biomass co-firing norms notified under the Environment Utilization of Crop Residue by Thermal Power Plants Rules 2023. The compliance status of these power plants has found to be unsatisfactory during the previous financial year, with biomass co-firing levels remaining well below the mandated thresholds of more than 3 to 5%, according to material. The total environmental compensation proposed for all 6 TPPs amounts to more than 61 crore rupees. The concerned TPPs have been directed to submit their written explanations within 15 days from the date of issue of the show cause notices. Failure to comply with result will result in strict action. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam tonight. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored a blistering unbeaten 69 runs off 34 balls and emerged as man of the match. Led by Captain Harmanpreet Kaur, India are playing 5 T20s against Sri Lanka as part of their Women's T20 World Cup preparations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.